longer I live, the stranger the remembered facts of my life seem. Sometimes they seem so strange they might be invented. I like it when that happens. I have lived my own life and a stranger's.
Eric Rensberger is originally from Elkhart County in northern Indiana, but he has lived in southern Indiana, mainly in Bloomington, since 1974. His work has been published in numerous journals and anthologies. His chapbooks include, amongst other titles, Letters, Standing Where Something Did, and Blank of Blanks. And he has indulged in more fugitive forms of publication, such as posting poems anonymously on public kiosks, street lamp poles, and bulletin boards in restaurants. He is a convinced and persistent self-publisher. His collected works can be found at ericrensbergerpoetry.net, which is home to his major work, the ongoing chronological series, A Count of My Days, at present consisting of more than 1,000 poems. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Eric, what poems have you brought for us today?
Words. One. A dictionary of badly named things, almost useless but for the momentous impulse it inspires to search the words for better things they could be about. A dictionary whose lack of reference disturbs no one, whose pages are the great plain across which words stir like grasses. A dictionary with no definition of accurate. A dictionary to be set aside in service of a shared understanding. Two. I am trying to move you, weighed down as you are by all the world, using my breath, only my breath. Wind helps the sail. Sail moves the boat, and over them both, a glaring sun so breathtaking, the words for how it feels to be under it are out of reach. It started to rain. I was only a short walk from the house. I went in and picked up the book lying on the table. There was nothing in it, and really, I didn't need for there to be anything in it. It was enough to have a book of white pages, helpless as they sound when I say it this way, begging to be spoken to. I have the book in my hands now, and the sound of rain in my ear. Today it was in the 90s again, and it was like I'd known it forever. I was that familiar with it and its ways. And I thought for a minute about the burning sun and the steam-thickened air, and I wondered, am I made for this? A cursing. To ready my mouth for the next breath, I empty it of the curses I've saved up. And as they breeze away, I think of you. I bet you've cursed me, too. And maybe the direction the wind carried yours carried them toward mine. Are they together now? My shoulders slump in the posture of resignation just thinking of it. In profile, I look like a question mark standing by itself without a question, so alone, detached from its mystery. Empty of curses, I take a breath and step into the shade to cool off. My innocence is no longer shy. It steps out to see through my eyes. Attention. I open the window to let the rain sounds in. Who knows when I'll hear them again? Life and the weather have become so strange. Each moment like this needs your full attention. Everything you've known has escaped or is barely here. And what you're used to thinking of as ordinary, as something so plain it's nearly invisible, is turning into an event to be noticed. Even the simplicity of rain hissing gets your full attention.
You've been listening to the poetry of Eric Rensberger on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.